So Cormac and Sigratha found out that the Duelist Guild that was once the jewel of the city was not quite the home that Sigratha remembered it to be. And Lena and Nostroy? Well, we left them in a bit of a bind. They had found the Outlaw Theater and were ready to join when the guards showed up. Are the guards there for them, or for the performance? And what becomes of them?
From where we left off last time, though, Cormac and Sigratha went to the Duelist Guild, got some information there, of a vague amount. Yeah, that's about all they did. Then Lena and I'm great at this tonight. I'm tired.
Last time on the Avatar, Aang did something. That's about it. I don't know.
At a certain point, if I'm going to have to recap every question they asked, listen to the episode. Nostroy and Lena bribed some information out of a street youth who was stealing from them.
Who they, what's the right word that they...
Catfished?
Basically, yeah, that's the right word. Catfished into stealing from them.
That's not what catfishing is. Catfishing is specific.
It's kind of like catfishing.
Bogfished, then.
Okay.
They got some information about where the Outlaw Theater was meeting. And then went and saw a show, and right as Nostroy was going to try to audition, some guards came around the corner to bust it up. So, what do you do, Lena and Nostroy, as this group of guards is barreling towards you, and you being the collective you of this group?
I have an idea, but I have a question first. Do you determine if I'm taking a risk, or how does make a risk work?
Taking a risk is basically anything that would involve you making a roll.
Okay.
So, yes and no. Like, if it's something that you wouldn't conceivably be able to do or it's not guaranteed success, the answer would be yes. You'll need to make a roll.
Okay. Well, so I want to use one of my advantages, my ghost advantage, to blend in with the crowd. And then kind of my second step idea for this, which I don't know if I need to roll twice or if this would all go together, is I would like to follow one of the people who was like leading the reactions.
Okay.
And so that ghost ability is when you make a risk using hide and other ones, all of your dice gain +1 to their value.
Woo!
So, if you are good with that, that's what I'm going to run with.
Dang, that's good.
It's hide, and what trait are you using? Trait? Yeah, trait.
What's the difference between resolve and wit?
Resolve is like force of will, or wit is intelligence. I think, I'm thinking wits, because you're trying to follow and not be seen.
That's kind of what I was leaning towards. Okay, so yeah, I'll use, and this is my first time using wits.
You mean hide.
Wits and hide.
For first time using hide.
Hide, not wit. Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay.
Yeah, I'm only being specific since this is like first arc, you know, I'm trying to...
No, I appreciate that. okay, so I rolled to make an even 10 on both of my, like all four of my dice, end up to 2 raises. I do get a +1 technically on all of that, so I have 4 left over. Does that count as like an extra dice, or do we just negate that?
Anything that would be like an extra on it is just wasted, quote unquote.
Okay, that's fine.
So like if you only had 2 dice and you rolled like a 9 and a 3, the 2 value over would just be wasted.
Okay. I guess I didn't really have to use that, but I didn't lose anything by saying I was doing that. So that's what I'm doing. I have 2 raises.
All right, Nostroy, what are you doing?
Nostroy wants to, so if I'm using, okay, so Zach, the way we discussed this, if I'm using a gift, that takes a hero point, right? Like, the specific gift, not just that I can vaguely, like, throw fire.
Yes.
Okay, so, basically the flavor text of that is different, but, you know, what I have is Illuminate, which is basically I can make a big bunch of fire in a large area, but it costs me a hero point, right?
Yeah, basically, if you're doing the way that we're like, if you're using your thing to give you like do something actually mechanical, You know, that's when I'm costing you a hero point.
Right, beyond just, like, I'm making an attack. It can be, like, punch fire is different than large area of effect fire, right?
Right.
So, playing this correctly, I believe I should have to spend a hero point. When do our hero points reset? Sorry to get all persnickety about rules right now.
Arcs.
Okay, can I make the argument that I should have gotten a hero point for trying to teach that little kid a lesson from Matsuki, which gets me a hero point?
Did you already get that one?
I did not. I never took it.
Okay. What was the other one you got a hero point for?
Earn a hero point when you teach someone a lesson that would make Matsuki proud. Earn a hero point when you use your spell... Oh, crowd-pleasing skills.
Okay. Yeah, since this is the first time this arc you did it, yes.
Do you only get that the first time you do it?
The hard part is they say per session, but we don't really play sessions in the way that, like, most people do. So I'm doing per arc.
I understand. Okay. Yeah, because, like, a session is 3 hours, not an arc. I understand what you're saying. Okay. So, Nyostro is going to brandish his hands around and kind of, like, spin around as he starts spewing fire from his hands. And I think in this case, it's going to be, like, circling horses of fire. And the intention here is not so much to necessarily hurt people, although if it does hurt guards, he's not going to complain. It's more just to create a distraction so that then, you know, it's making a screen so people can escape, basically.
Okay.
So what do you want me to roll?
Perform.
Cool.
Yeah, I think perform. Since you're not actively trying to hurt, I would say perform.
Yeah, we can maybe talk about that later, what... You know, exactly. But yeah, I am fine with this being a perform thing.
I mean, if you're trying to use these horses to attack them, like, you said you were trying to distract, that seems more performance than weaponry.
No, I agree. That is three raises.
Oh, right. So there's, as these guards barrel down, there's about six of them in this group. You light up your hands and horses start circling you, providing distraction for many people to get away with this, and pulling off about three of the guards. The way I'm going to rule this is that basically three of the guards are, like, indisposed now. Like, they're just, like, not doing anything.
Yeah.
But you will take three damage from them.
Okay, that's fine.
As, like, they start to attack you. Lena, you are able to sneak into the crowd, but in the crush of it, you do take two damage.
Okay.
So you are hidden and you are following this person. You just pulled someone out of the crowd. What do you guys do? Lena, you are probably towards the edge of the crowd that's, like, rushing away. Nostra, you're probably towards the front now, distracting guards.
Lena is going to keep tailing this guy. My hope is that because he seems to be a part of this troop that has opinions about the current politics, she might be able to find a home base or a hideout or something. Not necessarily going in, just to, like, get a visual.
Yes. Make me an athletics and probably a resolve. Resolve seems good.
Okay. This is my first time using resolve, right?
Athletics, yes.
Yep. That was four.
Four raises? All right. Nostroy, what are you about?
If those guards are distracted, Nyostroy would want to chase the three remaining guards and try to keep them from arresting anybody.
Okay. How are you doing that?
Well, it depends on what they're doing. Like, I guess I'm following the three remaining guards. What are they doing?
General busting up of stuff. Like, they're kicking over barrels, they're breaking... things.
So is it people or is it things? If it's things, Nyostroy doesn't care. If it's people, he intervenes.
They are probably doing people as well, who they can grab their hands on, but everyone is scattering, and there are three of them and about 150 of you. So they're trying to grab people. I don't know how well it is going for them.
Because this group will also be very good at dodging the authorities.
Let me be specific. Nyostroy would only do anything if there was literally, like, a person being drug off kicking and screaming by a guard. He's not just going to, like, punch a guard in the head who he thinks might grab somebody, because that's, like, unnecessary attention. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. You probably want to get away then.
Okay.
No one is kicking and screaming yet. So if you want to wait and see if people get caught, you can. Or you can leave while no one is caught yet.
Okay, so Nyostroy will just kind of let's just say follow the crowd as much as possible. Because I don't think he'd necessarily be able to see Magdalena anymore. But also would not, you know, immediately be able to find his way to, you know, whatever hideout we're trying to find. So he's just kind of like rushing with the crowd.
Yeah, make me... I think it'll be athletics. It's moving at a pace.
So this is going to be bad. Like, really bad. Think I'm going to need about 2 dice.
Hey, it's your first time rolling athletics. You get a plus one.
Oh, that's true. Let me see here. My athletics.
Make it count.
Brawn. And, oh, actually, that's 4. That's not that bad.
See, you can do it. Rolls all ones.
That is one raise.
You are able to keep with the crowd and not fall behind or get trampled. You take 3 damage.
What happens when I get to a star?
You take a dramatic wound. I wrote that down somewhere, I think.
It says plus 1 bonus die on all risks. I don't know what that means, but that's
you get an extra die on every time you roll, on everything you roll, and for the rest...
Oh, so this gets easier the more you get hurt?
No, it's a sine wave. So it gets easier, and then it gets way worse. And then it gets easier, and then it gets way worse.
Yeah, the first one is you get an extra die. The second one is villains get 2 extra die. Something like that.
The third, I don't remember the third. The fourth one is I can spend a danger point to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, third one is your tens explode, and if you have the hard to kill advantage like I do, the fourth one is they get a third bonus die. But for everyone else, it's they can spend a danger point to kill you.
So it's a sine wave. It gets better than worse, then better than way worse.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So you also those don't heal easily. Like everything else heals pretty quick.
Gotcha.
Dramatic wounds heal between arcs, or if you pay money.
That's convenient for me, because I have no money.
So as you are scrambling away, you get, like, there is this push of the crowd. It is a mob. Everyone is scattering. You are not as limber as you used to be, and you are...
Ever.
And you are crushed some. You're dinged up, you know, you're thrown against a wall. It's smart, but you're able to keep going and get out of this dangerous area, seeing that no one was really caught. They were looking, it seemed to be more of a bust up, you know, and with being distracted by fire horses, half of them being distracted by fire horses, other things on their mind than actually capturing people. Meanwhile, Lena, you had 4 raises?
Yes.
You are very easily able to keep up with this man. He is trying to be stealthy and he starts moving quickly, but you are able to pursue him with ease. He's somewhat sneaking, and whenever he looks back, you happen to be conveniently placed where he can't see you. You really blend into that crowd as you usually do.
My NPC-ness.
He leads you back to the Vagabond Bog Tavern, where you see him enter the tavern, and that's about it.
Okay.
Well, actually, with 4, I'll say after you wait a little bit, you do see other people. Like, at an interval, people come in. Like, every 5 minutes, you see another person walk in. You know, and it's just one person each time. They try to look nonchalant about it.
People that I recognized as being around the performance.
Yes and no. I wouldn't say you recognize all of them, but they look like...
No. I didn't expect to. Yeah,
you could tell that you'd think that these are people that were there, and the deliberate interval at which they are arriving seems weird. Like... It's that thing where it's like, oh, well, entered staggeredly, yeah. So it's not awkward. And then, like, every 5 minutes on the dot, another one enters. And it's like, it's weird that it's exactly 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It seems planned.
Yeah. It doesn't seem naturally arriving staggered. It's just, like, very forced staggered arrival.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I stay as long as I need to observe that. And then I'm going to make my way back towards where the performance was, keeping an eye out for Nostroy the whole time.
Unless there's something you wanted to do Nostroy alone, I'll say you guys can meet up easily enough.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah, if there's something else you wanted to do while in this crowd, but you guys are able to get away. I'll say you guys plan a meet up location in case something happened that you guys meet up at and find each other.
Okay.
And you guys can head back to the lucky shot. Lucky target.
Ooh, would we? You found the bar where they were going, right?
I did.
Okay.
Um, So,
sorry, have a scene. Go for it.
When Lena finds you at our meetup spot. So where the hell did you go?
I was distracting guards to make room for escape of people. Where did you go? You disappeared. Why? Is no fair. You disappeared. I was in plain sight with fire horses.
Yeah, but I could not find you. No, I followed one of those, I don't know what you would call them. One of those guys who was, leading the crowd reactions.
Oh, where did you follow him to? I might have my audition.
Oh, no. Maybe I don't want to tell you anymore. Maybe we should just go back to the lucky target and...
I wish to audition for theater. Is my calling in life to be on stage, performing my fiery magics.
I feel like we have other things that we need to do before you pursue your passion.
Yostray, like, kind of kicks the dirt and looks dejected and goes, fine, we may discuss with friends before.
But I have a good feeling about this.
I do too. My chances are very good. Their performance was only so-so.
Oratory was not strong suit. Not what I was talking about. Yeah, and we head back.
Okay. If you guys wanted to go alone, you can. I just thought we could meld the party back together and everyone can have a good time.
I thought the party was split forever. We're never seeing them again.
No, that's... sorry, I meant we're going back to the lucky...
Yeah.
Target. We are not going. Yes. Yep. Okay. Just want to make that.
I got you. I was just letting you know if you wanted to do the other, you're fine. You know, if Nostroy really wants to perform.
I'm not telling him where it is. Not solo. I'm not watching him audition.
If I don't get a poem like you wrote for Mandy in Naptown, like I need a whole oration.
But he doesn't write poems. He tells stories.
If I don't get a whole story for this, oration, you are failing this audition. So, you make it back to the lucky target, and everyone's there.
So, what'd you find?
Well, we watched a... I don't know, what would you say? A very so-so performance?
Is... Okay, so performance was fairly good. Metaphors were clear enough that most people would understand them. However, performers were amateurish, and this affects... The atmosphere created during performance was somewhat lacking, but Nyostre might be able to help with this.
No, that is why I am performing. No.
Oh, not performing. Auditioning.
No, my point was that we watched this and they had some political views, so I have a feeling they are not totally happy with what is going on.
Most of them revolved around a small pig and a and fake Catalina giving small pigs to few families.
I mean, right. That's good for us then, right?
Unclear. Do you have a lot of large pigs? If no, then probably not immediately beneficial.
I mean, I do have a large squid man. Does that count for anything?
He is not food, Catalina!
You didn't say they were eating the pigs for food.
Right, it sounds like maybe you had to be there. For that one.
Anyway, they seem to have views that might align a little bit more closely with ours. And it seems as if they are they're meeting at the Vagabond Bog Tavern, not too terribly far away, but that might be a place that we can go as a group and try to learn some more about how people are feeling.
All of you must go to support the audition.
No, we are not going to watch your audition.
Audition?
He doesn't have an audition!
If you walk in and you say, I wish to audition, and they say no, and then you light building on fire, generally you get an audition.
Which actor are you gonna do?
The one where I make fire and tell stories.
Well, yes, but you've told me many stories.
How are you going to fit it in their political storyline?
Make a story about a pig that...
Are you going to light the pig on fire?
Is a fiery pig. Is small. Genius happens in the moment. You must feel the crowd, hear their gasps, and then allow that to guide the performance.
I don't know. I think some workshopping might be in order. I mean, all you have is pig on fire.
Are you world famous player? Are you world famous performer who was given job as guard over yourself because of your strength of performance?
Are you saying you are not qualified to guard me?
Not at all. I am qualified to tell stories and make fire and not die.
How did you end up in the guard again?
The Duke enjoyed my performances and I can shoot fire out of my hands.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it is something, I guess.
He made some choices.
He's something, I guess. From little girl who has not protected anything. Is something, I guess.
Anyway, that is what we found out.
It seemed like a reasonable place to go.
How about you? How was the, where did you go? The Duelist's Guild?
It was interesting. It's definitely not the Duelist Guild that I remember. They definitely seem to be fighting for their survival now. They're not fighting duels for honor anymore. They're fighting them for coin. And there seems to be a lot of corruption. The desk attendant that we had to sign in with tried to extort some money out of me.
Who is benefiting from money? Is it the guild leader collecting coin?
I think it's the guild itself. I think the guild is struggling and they're trying to get other... Well, that particular scam at the desk, I think, was just that guy. Because I don't know if I believe her or not, but the guildmaster seemed to indicate that it wasn't an authorized thing. But, of course, she would say that.
More interestingly, I would say she said that there are monsters from Eisen. And confirmed that... Every monster in every story is true, is real, and is from Eisen. And that there are monsters here.
Wait. That every monster is real and every monster is from Eisen.
Well, basically what she said is that every monster she grew up with her childhood is, like, are the type of monsters that are outside the gates. But that would also be it'd be her own perspective that if there are monsters outside, of course she would equate them to the monsters of her childhood. But that was her take on it.
But also it seemed like that there are monsters here in the city, which concerned me. Also, the nobles are infighting, and that might be something to follow up on.
Maybe something to encourage, just poke them a little bit more. Let them all stab each other. Get out of our way.
Perhaps.
Well, the problem is they won't stab each other. They'll hire the Duelist Guild to stab each other for them, which is the problem. Which is part of the problem with the Duelist Guild right now is that all they have to do is have these squabbling nobles fighting over trivialities.
So Duelist Guild has become more like mercenary guild.
Seems that way, yeah.
I mean, it always kind of was, like, we did get paid for our service, but there was more honor in it before. Now it has definitely lost that shine of honor.
So, in terms of things we can follow up on, not much outside of monsters from Eisen.
That seems like a big problem, and...
Right, what is Imposter Catalina doing about it? We haven't heard, right?
I'm guessing it involves small pigs.
That seems to be the theme. So all I have to do is make fire pig, and then we win. Is that?
Oh, now you want fire animal, and you think you're useless.
I said it's something. I'm trying to make you feel useful.
But once you need fire pig,
I mean, if you don't feel useful, I mean, that's not on me. That's on you.
Anyways, is maybe the opportunity to. We have two things outside of the city. There is besieging army. There are monsters. Could we maybe combine the two and then have neither issue?
Why would you want to give the besieging army monsters? That seems like the least helpful thing. I'm just kidding. I know that you were saying have them kill each other.
There you go.
Do we know that the monsters are not attacking the other army as well? Are they only attacking the city?
I suppose we don't know, since we don't really have contact with the army.
But I mean, that's just a something to look into.
Fair, fair.
Encamped armies, oftentimes, you know, they're here for a long time, is maybe boring. There's long stretches of anxiety. They could use something to, you know, bolster their spirits, like delicious confections from around the world, provided by a renowned candy maker. His way to maybe get in the door, say hello to sieges, you know.
How many times are we going to let him audition for different roles in every faction in the city?
What's your play?
Supposedly this is what he's good at.
I am good at a very small number of things.
Nyostre, what's your play with selling candy to...
Oh, so they like Nyostre, and then we could go, hey, here it's rough out here. Here you get attacked by wild forest bear thing, comes in, wrecks up the tents, and then they go, oh no, the monsters leave us alone. And then we go, oh, the monsters leave them alone. Now we know. Or they go, oh yeah, it's terrible. Oh, the monsters, they carried off friend yesterday. Oh, you know, and then I give them more candy.
You're proposing to get information that way.
Correct.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Did you learn how often these monster attacks are? Like, are these things that are happening constantly, or is it, like, occasionally? What, like, we keep hearing all of these monsters, but what, like, we're obviously not getting overrun by them. What is...
Right, I think it's regular, but not constant, as you say.
It was very difficult to get any information out of the guildmaster. She seemed very impatient and did not enjoy talking with us. She let us know that several times.
It's enough to keep people afraid, for sure. But I got the impression it was kind of attacks at night, not maybe seen in broad daylight. So an air of secrecy, I think, is there.
Because that could be another way to get the information, is find out where these attacks are happening and attempt to find out what this monster, this, you know, because we don't know anything other than it's just a monster. But if it's something that we could, like, lure over to the other army by, I don't know, whatever they like, once we find out what it is, that's something else that we could think of.
We need bait of some kind.
Like a small pig?
You'll say this like it's a bad idea, but honestly, might not be terrible to have some kind of livestock. Or, you know, there are street urchins I befriended that are always likely to earn money. You know, leave one of them outside. I don't know, disobeying a parent, and then, you know, generally who monsters come for.
I thought they were going to get... You were going to do the candy thing again. Not children.
Well, for monsters, children, specifically, disobedient children are like candy, so, you know. We would protect the children, obviously. They're being attacked now. We want to stop it.
I mean, I don't think the solution is throwing more children at said problem until we fix it.
No, let me maybe explain problem a little bit differently.
Yes, do.
Okay, so monsters are attacking, no? So we have to go to where the monsters are attacking and then wait for a monster to attack. I am guessing if monsters were to attack someone, it would be defenseless, ill-behaved children. Because they are easy to attack and have committed metaphorical sins or, like, spiritual sins, right? Because they are disobedient or whatever. Monsters frequently attack the vulnerable and the mischievous. So we need to find vulnerable, mischievous kids, watch them to be attacked, then save them.
I mean, are you sure that actual monsters behave like that and it's just not in your stories to make a nice tidy moral to get Cormac to eat his vegetables?
You know.
The time that I was beset by monster was when I was young and ill-behaved. So, from personal experience.
Is Mashuka a monster or just something else?
When you get down to this level of minutia, anyone is not and is a monster. Is a monster just a big dog or is it a monster?
I mean, fair enough.
I don't think we have enough information to even carry out the plan like that. We don't know where the monsters attack. Like, how would we know where to stake out? I think we still need to gather more information. I have a question for you, Lena. You met with Miguel, was that yesterday? I guess it was yesterday. You met with Miguel yesterday and talked with him for a while. Do you think we could trust him with more information? Because so far he has only seen you. Do you think we'd be able to tell him more about what we know? And would he be able to... Do you think he could be a source of more reliable information since he is more on the inside? And do you think he'd be able to help us and not turn us in?
Would he have information about monsters, though? As far as getting information about the palace, sure. But I feel like monsters may not be his purview.
I mean, he is still in the guard, so I think he would... I think some information would come his way, because I'm sure he hears it from other guards that have seen it.
We guess. Depends if the monsters are attacking up there, I suppose.
You know, as much as I would love to believe that Gelly is somebody that we could trust, I think right now, the less we give him information about what we're getting into, the better. That said, I do need to make contact with my parents at some point. And I imagine that would be a good way of getting information. Kind of spread out who we're getting information from so that nobody is getting suspicious.
Fair.
So you don't think we can trust Miguel at the moment then?
I did not say that. I did not say that we could not trust Miguel. What I am saying is that in order to be safe, especially because he is still a part of the city guard, we should spread out who we are getting information from, because he could feel obligated to pass on information that we know.
That's understandable.
And we don't want to jeopardize him in his position, right?
Yeah, at the moment, no. At some point, I don't. I would not be opposed to getting him in a little bit of trouble.
I mean, if he sided with the god instead of, like, me or whatever, I don't really care if he loses his job, if we're being frank.
Sided with you, you were gone. What do you mean, sided with you? Sided with you on both? We did not invite him.
Well, I can see the point that if all of us show up again with another Catalina, because as far as he knows, the Catalina that is currently on the throne is the real Catalina, we obviously know different. If we suddenly show up with another Catalina, that might make his job very difficult.
Right. I think it's fair to limit the information we are giving and getting from him. Bartender.
Yes.
What can you tell me about the rumors of monsters in the city?
I mean,
I hear terrible stories.
I mean, there ain't much to tell. If you stay in the city, you're safe. Stay inside the walls, there's no problem. But if you leave
oh!
the...
Oh! Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. I mean, you guys aren't belligerent yet, so it's not a problem. But that's kind of how I've dealt with it. I haven't really seen them because I'm not stupid and I stay where it's safe.
So they only show
up... So what you are saying... I am bad at interrupting. I apologize.
Please, strange man with eye patch, go ahead.
I honestly forgot I was wearing an eye patch.
I don't think I ever knew it.
My point is, then, is anyone outside of the city then is being attacked. So maybe this siege problem solves itself eventually.
That is a hope. I just serve weird alcohol that teleports you across the city and other various things.
So then, point though, is that you're not hearing stories of people within the city just like disappearing because of monsters.
I hear a lot of things, mostly from drunk people, so I don't know what you want. I don't know how true it is. The more reliable ones seem to say it's outside the city, but people disappear all the time here right now. It's not a good place to live.
What? Just for no reason, people just vanish all the time?
I mean, yes. We don't see them again.
And you don't believe it. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in this city. It could be they got hit by a shell that comes in from the siege, or they...
Well, they don't disappear. They've been hit with a big rock. They're on street, hit with rock.
I mean, I don't go out and search for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that lives in the town. If they show up for a week and then don't show up again, I'm not like, oh, I wonder where they went. I got other people to serve.
Yeah, like if someone got hit by a big rock... And you don't know they got hit by big rock, it looks like they disappeared.
She gets it.
I do not wish to judge. I am disgusted by your apathetic attitude towards the potential random disappearance of numerous people. It's okay. We don't need to get into it. I understand. This is a city under siege. You have a lot to deal with. Enjoy your magical alcohol.
Thank you, sir.
Neostray turns around. I do not like this bar. This is a sad place.
I think you're just saying that because you want to go to the other bar and audition.
Oh, I do want to do that. I don't necessarily want to live there either. Their plays are amateurish, but, you know, a performer needs a sage.
You say this is a sad bar as you look around, like you look out the window, and then you just see, remember that this entire part of the city is in ruins.
Yostray maintains his point.
Just saying, it is a sad bar. It's a sad bar on purpose. These are not happy people. They are people who could make a buck to survive.
So does that mean we're out of options for a place to go? A place to stay?
I mean, I think we need to set up somewhere, and I don't think a tavern is necessarily the best option, because anyone and anyone can come here at any time. And if we ever want to get Friar Lewis into the city, I don't think a tavern would work.
Quick point of order, what time of day is it?
Evening.
How late in the evening?
Probably like 8 or 9, so we're starting to hit night.
Okay. I have to remember that in Fantasy World, 8 or 9 is not that late. Parent Mandy thinks it's bedtime.
This is like high drinking time.
Well, in that case, we might it might be a good idea for us to go and check out that Vagabond Bug Tavern and see if we can find some people that are sympathetic to our cause, or at the very least against the current fake Catalina. We really need a better name for her. You know, I was about to say Fatalina, but that doesn't seem very nice.
That seems a little rude. I mean,
no, I like it. I'm going with it. Okay, so Fatalina.
I don't. This feels like bad idea.
Okay, Fakalina? What? I need something other than fake Catalina. Fakalina, fine. If Fatalina is too mean...
I mean, it just feels Fakalina. Like we shouldn't give ammunition for people to make fun of people with. I mean...
Well, I feel like Fakalina is fine. My point is, fake Catalina is a lot to say.
I believe our end goal is to kill this person. I think we're past the point where making rude comments is like, oh no, we're such bad people. We're plotting her demise.
Okay, so anyway, I think it might be a good
idea. I mean, I just don't want this to come back around later when things are better and I'm in charge and to hear me being called Fatalina all the time because we started this rumor. Like, that just feels like a little rude and I don't want to have to deal with that.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Okay, so anyway, it might be a good idea for us to go down to this Vagabond Fog Tavern and see if there is anybody that is sympathetic to our cause right now, or at the very, very, very least, doesn't like Fakalina.
Or has a reason to not like Fakalina that we can then use as ammunition.
Exactly. And then if we can find some potential friends, then we can set up a home base of our own.
That seems like a good plan. I think I will still stay here because if they... don't like nobles, it does not seem like a good place for me to be.
No, I definitely agree with that. Until we find the people who we would trust here in the city, absolutely, stay hunkered down here.
I also may be able to find a group to drink and or brawl with to get the information. You'd be surprised how much information people can spill whenever they get very drunk.
Sounds like a plan.
So, the four of us head off to that tavern.
As the night grows darker and the sun descends more, you guys head off to the Vagabond Bog Tavern, and that is where we will stop. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.